好，弟兄姊妹，我今天仍然是强调一个根基的问题。
Brothers and sisters, today my emphasis is still on the foundation.
我不太容易定那个题目，我的题目定的是持定与主的关系。
I'm not very sure about the title, but the topic is to lay hold of the relationship with the Lord.
就是说我们要抓紧，要看重我们跟主之间的关系。
We have to really put emphasis and importance and lay hold of our relationship with the Lord.
首先我们要思想一个问题啊。
First of all, we want to consider a question.
就是弟兄姊妹，对于你来讲，你今天或是最近的时间与主的关系是如何呢？
As far as brothers and sisters, how is your relationship with the Lord lately?
我不是在问说你有没有来聚会。
My question is not, are you coming to the meeting?
我也不是在问说你有没有在跟弟兄姊妹参加了一起参加一些活动。
And my question is not whether you are in activities with brothers and sisters.
对啊，我想这些都是好的事情。
I think all of those are very good things.
但是这个我的这个问题的那个中心点呢，是问说我这个人跟主之间的关系现在是如何。
But the emphasis of my question is, how is my relationship with the Lord?
所以这件事情呢，我们需要去持定它，要抓得很紧。
With regard to this thing, we need to hold fast. We need to lay hold of it.
我们开始的时候一同有一点点祷告。
So let us pray.
主啊，我们怀着感恩的心，主啊，谢谢你，主啊，拯救了我们这个人。
Lord, we come with a heart of thanksgiving. We thank you for saving such a person as I.
主啊，当我们还在抵挡你，还在轻看你的时候，主啊，你就已经纪念了我们。
Lord, when we look down on you, and when we were still against you, you have come for us.
主啊，直到如今，主啊，你实在用慈神爱所在那里牵引我们。
Lord, indeed, you are carrying us with your loving hand.
主啊，你定义的，主啊，要与我们同在，你定义的要住在我们这个人的里面。
Lord, you have determined to be with us, to live in us.
主啊，我们的确是一批，主啊，蒙你眷顾，大为眷顾的人，一般的子民。
Lord, we are truly one who are being upheld by you.
主啊，愿今天在这里，主啊，你再次叫我们温习，主啊，我们跟你该有的亲近的关系。
Today you want us to remember and to go through how we come close to you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我先来念一些熟悉的圣经。我们翻到约翰一书。
Let us read some familiar Bible passages. Let's first turn to 1 John 1.
约翰一书的第一章三到四节。
1 John 1:3-4。
约翰一书第一章三到四节，我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的，我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
1 John 1:3-4 That which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ.And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
Verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
我是在1992年9月3号来到美国。
I came to the United States on September 3rd, 1992.
所以前几天我心中还是挺有感触的。
And so I had this sense of feeling in my heart a few days ago.
对，上一次 Andrew 说他来了四十年是。
A while ago, Andrew mentioned that he has been in this country for 40 years.
我没有想到我已经来了三十年了。
And I have been here for 30 years.
然后第一天下飞机的时候是一个弟兄接我的机。
The first day I arrived, a brother picked me up in the airport.
第一天来的时候晚上是他请我吃的饭。
And that night, he treated me to a restaurant.
好像三十年前的事情好像还有印象在我的脑海里。
Even though the thing happened 30 years ago, it still has an impression in my mind.
对，那个时候呢，我是一个非常抵挡神的人。
At that time, I was one who is very much against the Lord.
但是我还是答应了因为他接机嘛，所以答应了弟兄的邀请，要去参加那个迎新烤肉。
But because this brother, picked me up in the airport, I agreed to go with him to the welcoming meeting. And there's a barbecue to welcome new students.
然后一位年长弟兄在这个郊游的过程当中有了一点的短脚。
And during that activity, an elder brother had a short message.
我全部都不记得，只记得他讲过一句话。
I have forgotten what the message was, but I remembered one phrase that he said.
信耶稣是要我们恢复与神正常的关系。
He said that believing in the Lord Jesus is to restore that normal relationship of us with God.
对，稀奇的很，我实在不懂为什么，我直到今天都记得这句话。
I don't quite understand how I can still remember that sentence today.
对，我印象中，对不起，这样形容好，就是我们弟兄其实身材并不是很高。
That brother, he was not very tall.
但是有时候我在想的时候，他好像一个小巨人。
But then to me, he is even if he's small, he's a giant to me.
其实我觉得这句话是我这三十年来信主的一个很重要的根基。
This sentence has been a foundation for me this last 30 years of believing in the Lord.
对，这个让我引导我知道说，religion 跟那个 relation 就是宗教跟关系的有什么不同。
Because this shows me the difference between religion and relation.
然后我也比较能够明白，Christianity 就是那个基督教。跟 Christian 有什么不同？
And also the difference between Christianity and Christian.
所以许多时候，如果我们愿意去跟朋友谈福音的时候，谈福音的话。
So when we approach our non-believers, gospel friend, and talk to them about the gospel.
对，我几乎可以肯定，你如果强调这件事情的话，不会有问题的。
If you emphasize on this thing, there would not be problems.
得告诉朋友说，信耶稣是我们要恢复与神一个正常直接的关系。你这样讲的话，不会有问题的。
Because there won't be a problem if you tell them that believing in the Lord Jesus is to restore that normal relationship of us with God.
对，有一次，这好像我提过哈，就有一次有个朋友，想要。有个意愿想要信主。
There was a friend who had a desire to believe in the Lord.
对，我一直跟他说要恢复关系嘛。
And then I kept repeating to the person that it's to restore that relationship.
他就自然地问，那我要怎么样跟恢复跟神的关系呢？
And so he said, well, now how do I recover that relationship?
那条的门路在哪里呢？
Where is the door? What is the way?
我就翻到约翰一书这边。
And so I turned to 1 John 1.
我说这边是有路的。
I said, here is the way.
如果我们真实的认识到自己是个罪人。
If we really know that we are sinners.
然后我们有一个悔改的态度。
And we have a repentant attitude.
你发现我们原来是跟神是两条平行线的人。
We discovered that in the past, We are on parallel lines with the Lord.
现在跟神呢，跟主有这个相交的机会。
But right now we have this intersection with the Lord.
对，我纯粹是用中文，那这当然这个约翰的意思是同样的意思，是我们开始跟神有这个交通。
It means that we have a fellowship with the Lord.
但其实当老约翰强调这个相交交通的时候呢
？But when the elder apostle John talk about fellowship,
其实我觉得我们必须先有那个关系才有办法交通的。
Actually, we need to have the relationship first before we can have fellowship.
如果我们跟主没有任何的关系的话，你根本谈不到交通。
Because if we do not have a relationship with the Lord, how can we speak of fellowship?
因为交通包含了我们跟神之间呢有一个交集，有一个连结，能够彼此的沟通的。
Because fellowship has to be built on union and relation and connectedness.
然后交通其实更表明我们跟神之间有一个更深入的一个。就彼此的连结。
And so, and also, you have to have fellowship. We need to have a deeper connectedness with the Lord.
所以交通是根据于那个两个之间的关系。
So fellowship is built on the relationship of those two parties.
然后当我们与神的关系越深越亲近的时候，就能够有越深越亲近的交通。
So when we are related to the Lord in a deeper way, then there's a deeper fellowship.
所以我们弟兄在这边，他一开始就要人恢复与神的相交。
And so here, Apostle John wants people to recover, to restore that fellowship with the Lord.
然后到了后面，他才有办法谈到说我们要爱神。
And that's how he can speak of that.Love, how we can love God.
然后到了三四章的时候，他才能够提到说要彼此相爱。
And then in chapter 3 and 4, then he talks about loving one another.
为什么呢？因为跟神的关系是整件事情的一个根基。
Why? Because the foundation is in our relationship with the Lord.
所以我们跟神没有一个关系，直接的关系的话，谈不上爱神，更谈不上彼此相爱。
Because if there's no real relationship with the Lord, then we cannot talk about fellowship. We cannot talk about loving God and loving brothers and sisters.
所以我想再提一下，就我们今天要来思想一下，我这个人现在跟神的关系是如何呢？
And so today we want to talk about how is my relationship with the Lord.
我这个与神关系的这个根基到今天是否还是一个稳固的根基呢？
Is the foundation of this relationship still steadfast, still strong?
讲到根基这个事情，我们看一下耶利米书的第十七章。
When we talk about foundation, let's go to Jeremiah 17.
耶利米书的第十七章的第七和第八节。
Jeremiah 17:7-8.
Yeah. 好，耶利米书十七章七跟八，倚靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的那人有福了。他必像树栽于水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子仍必青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
Jeremiah 17:7-8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaves will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit.
对，他这边形容神的儿女，神的百姓像一棵树。
This describes that the people of God is like a tree.
弟兄姊妹，我们是否愿意说，我这棵树呢，遇到的炎热并不惧怕呢？
I want to be a tree where when I encounter drought, I will not be fearful.
对，我们是否希望我这棵树常常有一个生命的活力呢，有青翠的绿叶呢？
And I want this tree to be lively and to have green leaves.
甚至在干旱之年，在那个最艰难的时刻，我们发现我们没有任何的惧怕。
And even when drought comes, you know, I will not be fearful.
而且是一个多结果子的一棵树。
And it will be a tree that will not cease from yielding fruit.
在这边有一个很重要，就是这棵树必须扎稳它的根基。
And there's one point that's very important is that the tree has to be rooted in a strong foundation.
对，其实老实说，我在这次有这个负担的时候，很准备的时候有点困难。
Even though this time when I have this burden, it was not easy for me to prepare.
我觉得跟主的关系这件事情实在是太基本了。
Because this thing, with regards to our relationship of the Lord, is so basic.
我不是很容易能够去表达它。
It is not easy to express it.
但是它就是那么的重要，是 essential， 它是绝对不能够缺的。
And yet it is so essential, we cannot lack this.
所以基督徒的根基，我要注意到有一个事情，就是我们跟主的关系是一个根基。
So we have to recognize that for a Christian, one of the foundation is the foundation of our relation with the Lord.
根基有几个特点。
There are certain special features about this foundation.
这个根基好，在我们起步的时候就有了，就也就是说，当一个人刚刚信主的时候，就这个根基就在那里。
This foundation exists even at the very beginning, at the very first step of in our Christian life.
对，也就是说，当我们初信主的时候，那个关系就已经开始被建立起来了。
So even when we first believe, that relationship has already been established.
所以很多时候，我们鼓励初信的弟兄姊妹要读经、祷告、聚会。
That's why we encourage young brothers and sisters to pray, to read the Bible, to gather with the saints.
对，为什么呢？因为我们要借着这些事情，让初信的弟兄姊妹跟主的关系能够得到坚固。
Why is this so? Because we want to have that relationship with the Lord be strengthened and be strong through all these things.
没有错，当我们读圣经的时候，能够多认识一些神的话，这是好的。
No doubt, when we read the Bible, we can learn more of the Lord.
那祷告的时候，能够借着祷告来经历神的信实，这是好的。
It is true, it's good. When we pray, we can experience the faithfulness of God.
但如果这些事情哈，你都做了，但是却没有建立我们跟主的关系的话，那就是白费。
But if you do all these things and yet you do not build that relationship with the Lord, then everything is really in vain.
然后我们向上建造的那个基础呢，是根据这个根基的方向跟它的稳固的程度。
That building up is really dependent on that rooting down and how strong is the root.
Yeah, 我想这个我们都可以理解，我们不需要学那个architecture, 我们不需要学建筑系才可以明白，我们堆积木就明白了。
I'm sure we don't have to be an architect to understand it.
对，只要我们下面那个根基不稳的话，上面你的确可以试着去把它盖得更高一些。
If the foundation is not strong, and yet you want to build up.
但是很危险，有可能当你根基不稳之后呢，这个建筑会倒塌的。
Then it's very unsafe because if the foundation is not strong, one day the whole thing will fall down.
对，有没有可能一个基督徒，你平常看起来聚会好多年了
？Is it possible for a Christian who has been going to meetings for years?
然后在很短的时间里面，就完全应该说就离弃主了。
And then.All of a sudden, in a very short time, they will depart from the Lord.
对，离开聚会了，我不想读圣经了，我也不再祷告。
They would not meet with the saints anymore. They would not like to pray. They would not read the Bible.
这样的情况，我其实也都看过。
I have witnessed such circumstance.
为什么平常不是看起来好好的吗？
Isn't it? They look pretty good during normal times.
其实在不知不觉当中那个根基已经出了问题了。
And yet unknowingly, there is already a problem with the foundation.
但如果是那个错的根基的话，我们要回转来那个建筑在对的根基上。
If the foundation is wrong, we have to turn around and build on the right foundation.
对，但有的时候我们的根基还是对的，就是我们还是跟主有一些连结的。
Now, sometimes the case is our foundation is right. We have, we're united with the Lord.
但是有可能变软弱了，有可能受到损坏。
But the foundation has been weakened. It has been harmed.
这个时候我们就需要去修补它，去坚固它。
In that circumstance, we need to do some repair to strengthen it.
这也是我今天讲，就是讲就是这个今天这个信息的一个当中的一个目的。
This is one of the purpose of the message today.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天跟主的关系这个根基已经变软弱了，已经被开始不知不觉中损坏的话。
If this foundation unknowingly has been weakened or has been harmed.
对，我们一定要回到主的面前来修复这个根基的。
We need to come back to the Lord and have this foundation repaired.
我们感谢主，因为我们的根基不是跟那个比较像树的根，比较不像那个房子的根基，比较不像。
Now in our life, the foundation is more like the foundation of the root of a tree rather than foundation of a house.
因为我们的根基是可以扩大，是可以加深的。
Why? Because this foundation can be enlarged and it can deepen.
我们随着跟主的关系越亲近，我们的根基是能够越加的稳固的。
The nearer our relationship is to the Lord, that foundation can be strengthened and firm.
其实神的目的呢，是要基督徒达到跟神一个完全的合一。
Actually, what the Lord wants is that we can be one with the Lord.
就好像没有任何的拦阻，没有任何的阻隔，我们跟神是完全的合一的。
That oneness means that there's no hindrance, there's no obstruction or shadow in that relationship.
但有时候我们讲到说与主联合的时候，我们觉得这是好高深的道理。
But sometimes when we talk about union with Christ, we feel that that is such a deep, high doctrine.
我今天这种样子，我今天这种样子，你要说与主联合有可能吗？在我身上有可能吗？
Today, when I look at my own condition, is it possible for me to have that oneness, that union with Christ?
弟兄姊妹，主说了就有可能。
But once the Lord said it, of course it is possible.
或是说主应许了就一定要成就。
And when the Lord has already promised, it's supposed to be fulfilled.
但今天如果我们的这个跟主的那个关系的根基都不行的话，你根本就不要谈什么与主亲密的联合，那个根本就不要谈。
But if there's problem with this foundation, then there's no point in talking about union and oneness.
然后当基督徒在我们地上行事为人的时候，这个根基其实也许不是那么明显，但是一直在那里的。
So in our daily life, when we relate to people, maybe the foundation is not so obvious, but actually it is there.
对，比如说当我们在与朋友传福音的时候。
Let's take an example. For if we are sharing the gospel with our friends.
哎，你说传福音就是传福音，就是把那个神的救恩把它讲清楚嘛。
Maybe you say, spreading the gospel. Spreading the gospel is just making it clear what the gospel is.
但传福音它跟我们这个人现在跟神的关系是有关联的。
But actually, sharing the gospel has so much to do with what the condition of our relationship is with the Lord presently.
对，我们跟主关系亲近，然后我们经历主越多。
If we're close to the Lord and we experience the Lord a lot,
我们福音的信息就越能够convince， 就是让人知道这是真的。
Then our message to friends with regards to the gospel can convince them of that it is real.
然后当我们觉得跟主的关系宝贵的时候，我们一讲到福音，朋友就觉得哇，这个福音对你来讲很宝贵。
And if you
your relationship with the Lord is indeed precious to you, then when you share the gospel, then the friend will sense that preciousness.
Yeah, 有时候我们看到年长的弟兄或姊妹。
When we see an elder brother or sister,
哇，他们那个传讲话语的时候很有能力啊。
And we see when they preach the word, it's full of power.
然后他们那个属灵的判断非常的准确。
And their spiritual discernment is so accurate.
可以帮助弟兄姊妹的。
They can help brothers and sisters.
我们可能只看到这个表面的现象。
Maybe to us, we just see this outward expression.
但他们有一个根基。
But actually, they have a foundation.
就是他们跟主有一个亲近的关系。
Because they have a close relationship with the Lord.
那个亲近的关系呢，就在他身上产生了这些属灵的力量。
That nearness and closeness with the Lord, is manifested as strength and power in their life.
我们人活在地上，跟很多东西产生关系，这是肯定的。
In our daily life, we are related to many things and people.
对啊，我们有我们有家人、父母亲、兄弟姐妹、家人。
We have relationship with people in our family, with our parents, with our brothers and sisters.
对啊，我们有朋友、有同事。
We have friends, we have co-workers.
我们有室友，当然我们有弟兄姐妹。
And we have roommates, and of course we have brothers and sisters in the Lord.
啊，这个是跟人啊。
This is our relations with people.
其实，我仔细想想，其实我们主要是讲到跟人的关系。
Basically, we're talking about relation with other people.
不过，我觉得我们现代人跟那个机器跟手机还是关系还可能更亲密一点。
It seems right now our relation with our phone seems to be even closer.
对，有时候你可能看看手机上网，就在那边哈哈笑，对不对？
You see people laughing and enjoying when they're looking at their phone.
然后看到一个我也不晓得什么悲伤的戏剧，你就情感就跟他投入了嘛。
Or when you watch a drama and you're so into it.
不过我想我今天还是不过这些有点不太正常，我们还是要有跟人有关系哈。
But those are not that normal. We're talking about relation with people.
对，有的时候我们可以跟机器交流的时候感觉很快乐，但是我们跟家人的时候不太快乐。
It is sometimes our relation with our phone, we seem to have a lot of joy out of it, and yet we're not that happy with our relationship with people, with our family.
对，这可能是的确是不太正常。
And this is not actually normal.
但当我们去思想人与人的关系的时候，
But if we think about relationship between people,
对，这个关系可以有远和近，又那个热或是冷。
The relationship can be close or far, warm or cold.
我希望这样，这个弟兄姊妹应该可以理解，就是，应该这样说啊，有的时候我们跟我们的家人有关系，但是不一定那么的亲近。对，有的人可能跟爸爸比较亲近，有人跟妈妈比较亲近。OK， 如果有雷同，就是纯属这个类比。
I'm sure brothers and sisters can understand. For example, in our relationship with our family, we can be close to them. For example, some people are closer to their dad or closer to their mom.
对，可能有一段时间你跟某个朋友真的哇，这个关系很亲近，无话不谈。
Or you can be very close with a friend, like you can tell the friend everything in your heart.
然后热度过了之后就没什么话好讲。
But then after that peak, you know, then you cannot talk about anything anymore.
所以人与人的关系这种远近冷淡，我们应该是可以理解的。
So I'm sure we can relate to the relationship being close or far, warm or cold.
所以我们可以用这些我们在地上的这些的体验呢，去思想我们今天跟主的关系。
So using this knowledge or sense of how relationship is with people, we can think about our relationship with God.
对，可能有的人曾经跟主有过亲近的关系。
Maybe some time ago, you are very close to the Lord.
但是不是已经跟他疏远了很久了呢？
But is it possible that you have been far away from him for a long time?
那我问过初信的弟兄姊妹一个问题。
I've asked new believers this question.
你们有没有一种感觉或经历哈？有的时候跟主的距离近，有的时候跟主的距离比较远。
Do you have this experience of sometimes you feel really close to the Lord, but sometimes you feel distant?
如果你连这个问题都听不懂的话，
If you don't even understand this question,
有可能你跟主的关系都连起步都还没有。
Then is it possible that with regards to your relationship with the Lord, you have not even taken the first step?
对，有的时候的确跟主关系有点远，但是你要知道你现在跟主关系远了。
It is true, sometimes our relationship with the Lord is already distant, but you need to realize that you are far from Him.
对，这是我建议今天、希望弟兄姊妹放在心里面，来到主的面前来思想。
So I want brothers and sisters to come to the Lord and ponder about this.
我们跟主、之间有在圣经里面有好些不同的关系。
In the Bible, it speaks of different relationships that we can have with the Lord.
比如说，我们与我们天上的父亲是一个父亲与儿女的关系。
For example, our relationship with our Father in heaven is a relationship of father and child.
然后主耶稣是我们的好牧人，我们是他草场上的羊。
And the Lord Jesus is our shepherd, and we are like the sheep in his pasture.
所以这是一个牧人跟羊的一个关系。
And so this is a relationship between a shepherd and a sheep.
然后主是我们的夫子，是我们的老师，我们是他的学生。
And the Lord is our teacher, and we are his students.
我们就如同都是在基督的学校里面学习做门徒。
And so we all are in the school of Christ learning as disciples.
然后我们的主，我们不是说主耶稣，主耶稣对不对？因为他是主，是我们的主人。
We always say Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord means he is our master.
所以我们是主人和仆人的关系。
And so it's a relationship between a master and a servant.
我们先来看天父与儿女的关系。
So now let's look at the relationship with the Father in heaven and the child.
我们看约翰福音的第一章十二节。
So let's look at John 1:12.
一章十二节，约翰福音一章十二节，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God.To those who believe in his name.
所以福音的一开头就讲到，如果你信主的话，就开始了一段关系。
So at the beginning of the gospel, when you believe, then you already start this relationship.
对，我们有个权柄，有一个权柄，有一个关系，我们是神的儿女。
We have this right. It is to be a children of God.
然后我们看一章十八节。
And then John 1:18.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
然后我们再看约翰福音十三章二十三节。
And then John 13.
二十三。
23.
对，约翰福音十三章二十三节。有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，侧身挨进耶稣的怀里。
Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved.
在约翰福音里面有两个怀，有两次提到怀里。
In the Gospel of John, there were two places that talk about the bosom.
对，有一次呢是主耶稣在父神的怀里。
One time it speaks of the Lord in the bosom of the Father.
然后另外一次是主所爱的门徒约翰在主耶稣的怀里。
And then another time is here where John is in the bosom of Jesus.
兄弟们，在这个关系，在这个 天父与儿女的关系，或是主与我们的关系里面，这边强调的是那个生命和爱的关系。
The emphasis here is the relationship of love and life. When we talk about the relationship with the Father and the children and the Lord and His disciples.
我问，比如说我举一个问题哈，你觉得你的父亲或母亲爱你吗？
For example, if I ask you, do you think your mother or your father loves you?
想想。
Think about it.
那现在我们来想说，你觉得我们的主，我们的神爱你吗？
And then we ask you another question. Does the Lord love you?
你要很诚实的面对这个问题。
You need to face this question honestly.
你要诚实的问说，我这个人信了主，我是否有一个蒙爱的感觉呢？
I believe in the Lord. As a believer, do I feel that God loves me?
有的时候我们在谈恋爱的时候，你说在情人之间。
When a person is falling in love.
或是在一些很亲近的好朋友之间。
Or,If a person is among good friends,
我们觉得真的这个对方还是真的挺爱我的。
The person would sense that yes, the other person loves me.
然后我就在这个关系里面呢，我知道这个关系是一个有里面是带着爱的成分的。
And in this relationship, there is love in it.
对，我想要爱这一对方，然后我也知道对方爱我，我有个蒙爱的感觉。
I want to love the other person, and I feel the other person loves me too.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们跟人有这种感觉。
Many times we have this sense of love with other people.
但是我们跟神的关系没有这种感觉。
And yet we do not have this same sense of love with our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很大的问题。
This is a very big problem.
刚才唱了一首诗歌。
We sang a song a while ago.
当然我想我们的姊妹写的时候，她是讲到说，当她经过一些被剥夺或一些苦难的情形里。
The sister, when she went through difficult times and trouble,
她更深刻的经历到她可以安息在主的怀里。
The more she can sense how she can rest in the bosom of the Lord.
不过我但是这个经历有一点比较跟我现在讲的更高一些。
It is true that this experience might be higher than what I'm speaking about right now.
如果我们不像老约翰那种感觉说，我是一个能够躺卧在父神怀里的一个蒙爱的人的话，我们没有办法唱刚才那首诗歌。
If we do not have the sense like Apostle John that I am in the bosom of the Lord, then there's no way for us to sing that song.
因为我们连一个最基本的一个爱和生命的关系都很欠缺了。
Because even that very basic sense of love and life, we are so lacking already on that.
如果这个根基不稳固的话，我们很难继续讲说，当我遇到一些剥夺的时候，我还更能够在主的怀里。
So, if in that case, when we meet difficulties and trouble or dealing, then it's very hard for us to have that sense of love and that foundation is weakened.
对，所以我们 Andrew 弟兄常强调说，要多跟主讲话。
And that's why Brother Andrew always say like, you have to talk to the Lord more.
对，我们跟电脑讲话，跟家人讲话，我们很少跟主讲话。
We talk to our computer, we talk to our family members, but we don't talk to the Lord.
但你试着去讲话的时候，你就发现可能你就发现这个关系有问题。
Because when you attempt to talk to the Lord, then you will discover that there's problem in this relationship.
因为你可能发现你没有话可以讲。
Because then you discover you don't have much to talk about with the Lord.
对，有时候我们家人之间，感觉好像不太有话可以讲。
Sometimes you don't even have some much to talk about with your family members.
有时候跟没有，这是纯粹是这个比方哈。有时候跟小孩子讲话，对不对？
Okay, this is just an example. For example, you talk to your children.
哎呀，你今天在学校怎么样啊？这个跟朋友怎么样啊？
So you're very interested, asking, oh, how is it in school? How is it with your friends?
小朋友就说 stuff.
And then the answer is stuff.
对，不过这是比方，就是我们有时候也有这种情况，因为我们的关系，我们需要去建立这个关系。
Well, this thing happened, and we know that relationship has to be built.
而且这个关系是双向的。
And also, relationship is two-way.
对 ，bidirectional 也可以 two-way 是一样的。所以当我们跟主有愿意有一个对话的有一个讲话的时候，我们要有一个双向，主也跟我们讲话。
So when we are having a conversation with the Lord, it should be bidirectional. It should be two-way. We talk to Him, He talks to us.
对啊，弟兄姊妹，我们跟主耶稣那个母爱的关系跟那个主耶稣还有父神那个爱的关系是一模一样的，因为都是怀里。
Our love relationship with our Lord Jesus should be the same as the love relationship between the Lord and, the, and His Father.
对，我们应该感谢主，这个爱是无与伦比的，是是那个 amazing love， 是惊人的大爱。
This love is truly amazing love.
所以我们这个关系，爱的关系是一个根基。
So the love relationship is a foundation.
所以刚刚才有弟兄姊妹祷告。
That's why we a while ago brothers and sisters pray.
有什么能够叫我们与神的爱隔绝呢？
What can separate us from the love of God?
保罗这句话在罗马书里面，这句话实在太有力了。
This word is very forceful in Romans.
因为他经历了这些的刀剑、艰难、饥饿的压逼迫等等各样的事情。
Because he had experienced famine, persecution, difficulties.
他发现这个爱的根基永远是那么稳固，永远是那么不能够改变。
And he found that foundation of love is so firm it can never change.
所以他可以有一个得胜的宣告说。有什么能够叫我们与神的爱隔绝呢？
And that's why he can have this victory proclamation that what can separate us from the love of God.
还有一个关系就是好牧人与羊的关系。
Another relationship is the relationship between the good shepherd and the sheep.
我们读几处圣经，翻到创世纪四十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis 48.
创世纪四十八章十五节。
48:15.
创世纪四十八章十五节，他就给约瑟祝福说：“愿我主亚伯拉罕和我父以撒所侍奉的神，就是一生牧养我直到今日的神。”
Genesis 48:15, and he blessed Joseph and said, "God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has fed me all my life long to this day."
他没有错，这位神是他的祖先亚伯拉罕和父亲以撒的神。
No doubt, this God is the God of his father Abraham and Isaac.
但是当雅各晚年的时候，他可以从心里说，这位神也是一生牧养我直到今日的神。
But then in his old age, Jacob can say that this is the same God who has fed me, who has shepherded me my life long to this day.
这个牧羊的关系是什么时候开始的呢？
When does this shepherd-sheep relationship start?
它是在创世纪二十八章。
It started in Genesis 28.
创世纪二十八章的第十节到第十二节。
It's from Genesis 28:10-12.
对，雅各出了别示巴，向哈兰走去，到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿。便拾起那地方的一块石头枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了，梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。
Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head, and he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up
on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it.
然后第二十跟二十一节。
And 20 and 21.
雅各许愿说神若与我同在在我所行的路上保佑我又给我食物吃衣服穿使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家我就必以耶和华为我的神
Then Jacob made a vow saying if God will be with me and keep me in this way that I am going and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on so that I come back to my father's house in peace then the Lord shall be my God
所以弟兄姊妹当雅各他那时候离开家的时候其实年纪也已经挺大的
Actually when Jacob left home he was quite old already
他的父亲以撒也是一个属灵的人
Isaac was a spiritual man
但不管如何他在家里面跟他的父亲有关系跟他的妈妈有关系
Indeed, he had a relationship with his father and his mother.
对，根据圣经的话，他跟他的母亲应该还是非常的亲密的。
And Jacob was very close to his mom.
然后他跟他哥哥也有关系。
And he, of course, he has a relationship with his brother.
因为他这个关系就是他老是想要骗他这样子。
And he wants to deceive the brother.
但不管如何呢，他从来没有跟神有一个直接的关系。
But he never really have a direct relationship with God.
直到神用一个比较激烈的方式叫他必须离开家。
Until with this severe circumstance that God made him leave home.
然后在这个离开家他已经无依无靠断绝了一切的关系之后。
When he left home and he had severed all the relationship with his family.
然后他找到一条路说啊我现在可以现在神找到他他现在可以跟神开始建立一个直接的关系了。
And then, God found him and he see this way that he can have a direct relationship with the Lord.
过去这个神可能是他的父亲或者他祖父的神。
In the past, God is the God of his father or his grandfather.
那他现在祷告说耶和华神我要以你做我的神。
But then here he prayed, then the Lord shall be my God.
所以弟兄姊妹特别是年轻人
especially young people.
我们在讨论年轻人我们现在聚会里面年轻人到底是几岁是
We don't know what age are young people today.
我们年轻人可以是十几岁那种
Maybe young people can be in their teens.
对二十几岁那种也是然后三十几岁也是年轻人
And 20s or 30s.
OK, 不管如何特别是第二代的基督徒
Especially, the second generation Christian.
我的主我来聚会的主常常只是我父亲和母亲的神。
For many, maybe when they come to meeting, the God is the God of my father.
你要不要想一想一个事情我要什么时候我们一定要好好回到主面前想这个问题。
We need to come before the Lord and think about this question.
我是否要像雅各那个样子?
I have to be kind of like Jacob.
有一天,
One day.
然后我实实在在的开始跟这位神建立了关系。
That one day, truly, truly, I will have a relationship with God.
我开始知道说我不能够只跟聚会有关系或是只跟聚会里面的同伴的弟兄姊妹有关系
I cannot just have a relationship with the meeting or with people in the meeting
我必须要自己跟神建立一个直接的关系
I have to start a relationship a direct relationship with God
弟兄姊妹如果我们这件事情不起头的不起步的话
If we never even take a first step with regard to this thing,
或是说从正面来说，感谢主，雅各在那天有了一个起步。
We thank the Lord that Jacob took the first step that day.
他过了几十年之后，他可以从心中这样子说。
And then after decades, he can say from his heart,
这位神是牧养我一生的神。
He said that this God is the God who shepherded me throughout my life.
他已经在他的人生里面建立了我与主是一个好牧人跟羊的关系。
Because truly in his life,
He has established that relationship that God is his shepherd and he is the sheep.
我们不要担心说我建立关系的时候一定要多么属灵，这不用担心。
We don't have to worry, how spiritual am I when I start that relationship with God?
雅各一开头的时候是非常不成熟的。
We know how immature Jacob was.
然后好像就说，哎呀，你给我钱，给我衣服，那就可以了。
Because what he's saying is, oh, just give me bread to eat, just give me clothing.
没有，神其实认识他。Well,
God knows him very well.
我相信神是非常喜悦的。
And God is so pleased.
对，这边终于这边这个雅各呢，终于有一天呢，看见他可以跟我有直接的关系，跟神有直接的关系。
God is so pleased that at last this day Jacob see that he can have a relationship with God.
所以虽然在雅各他是说他是神是亚伯拉罕以撒的神。
Even though he said that God is the God of Abraham and Isaac.
但是在雅各之后。
But then later on,
圣经有一个特别的词叫做，我就是神自己说，我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
But then you can see in the Bible, God said that I am the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob.
嗯，OK， 我现在要。 要离开讲一个点哈，也是相关的，就是我们翻到那个约翰福音第二章。
Now let's turn to John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章的一到三节。
Chapter 2 verses 1 to 3.
第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席，耶稣的母亲在那里。 耶稣和他的门徒也被请去复习，酒用尽了。耶稣的母亲对他说：“他们没有酒了。”
On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine."
可能有，我相信不少弟兄姊妹可能。 听我提过这个水变酒的神迹。
I'm sure many brothers and sisters have heard I spoke on this miracle of this sign of turning water into wine.
对，这是主耶稣所行的第一个神迹。
Because this is the first sign that the Lord did.
然后在这个神迹里面有一个点，我今天要特别强调的。
But there is one point in this sign or miracle that I want to point out to brothers and sisters.
兄姊妹，要把主邀请到你的生活里面。
You need to invite the Lord into your daily life.
第二节他讲到说，耶稣和他的门徒也被请去复习。
Because in verse 2 it says, now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding.
也就是说，有可能成百成千的婚宴婚礼。
Maybe there are thousands and thousands of weddings.
但这边有一个婚宴是特别不同的。
But then this wedding is very different.
因为他们把主耶稣邀请到这个婚宴里面。
Why? Because they invited Jesus to the wedding.
那主耶稣不仅解决了他们的一个实际上没有酒的问题。
Not only did the Lord solve their practical problem of not having wine.
主耶稣在这个环境里面呢，他行了他的第一个神迹。
In this circumstance, the Lord performed his first miracle or sign.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要把主邀请到你的生活里面，而不是只有在你聚会或在你读圣经的时候。
And so, brothers and sisters, you have to invite the Lord to your daily life, not only in your Sunday meeting or when you read the Bible.
当我们把主邀请到我们生活里面，他就开始训练我们。
When the Lord is being invited to our daily life, He will start to train you.
然后叫我们开始对他有真实的经历。Then
you will have real experience of Him.
我这边要讲，要提到我们读两处的圣经哈。Let's
read two passages.
彼得前书第二章第九节。First
Peter 2:9.
对，彼得前书第二章第九节。
First Peter 2:9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
我这边要特别要强调的是那个君尊的祭司。
I want to emphasize royal priesthood.
对，然后我们再看撒母耳记上第二章。
And then 1 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记上第二章的七跟八。
First Samuel chapter 2 verses 7 and 8.
他使人贫穷也使人富足，使人卑微也使人高贵。他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同坐，得着荣耀的座位。后面我就不念了。
The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap to set them among princes to make them inherit the throne of glory.
那天那个我不是在讲时事哈，那天那个英国女王去那个离世。
When Queen Elizabeth of England passed away.
我那天听到这个新闻的时候，知道她是96岁。
When I heard the news and I realized she was 96 years of age.
我就马上想到我们弟兄有一位90多岁的母亲，正在住院。
And I remembered our brother who has, and his mother is also in the 90s and is hospitalized.
对，都是90几岁。
Both of them are in their 90s.
对，我们的弟兄的母亲其实年纪还更大。
And our brother's mother's age is even more old.
那当我在晚上祷告的时候，
When I was praying at night,
我突然有个感觉啊。
I have this sense.
对，英国女王是一个全世界就是很尊敬的一个所谓皇家里面很尊贵的一个身份。
This Queen Elizabeth has a very noble position, in the world and in the family.
那当我们这些人啊，都包含我们的这个弟兄的母亲，只是一些微不足道就很不起眼的一些平民百姓嘛。
And we, including our brother's mother, are just commoners and we're not very noticeable.
对，老年人住院可能其实也没有太多人知道。
And even when she's hospitalized, not many people know about it.
我那天晚上我突然想说，其实我们的老姊妹，福命 she is the real queen.
But then to me, our elder sister, she is the real queen.
就说我们信主的人呢，是非常尊贵的。
Because we are so noble, we who believe in the Lord.
我们就好像我们是神的王子，我们是君尊的祭司。
We are prince. We are royal priesthood.
所以在我出信的时候，我听过你两弟兄这样交通。
When I first believed, I heard brother share this way.
就是说，当我们把主接到我们的生活里面。
When we receive the Lord into our lives.
我们所接受的是一个王子的训练。
What we accept is the training of a king.
对，姊妹，我就把你们也称作王子啊，因为公主听起来怪怪的，就是我们都是王子的训练。
We are all we just even sisters. I will just call you prince. We're all prince.
对，在这个地上的那个皇室里面，这些王子不是养尊处优，在那边天天睡觉吃饭的。
Supposedly, the prince are not just enjoying life and just eating and be merry.
对，他们从小就接受比较严格的那个，比如说礼仪方面的训练。
They have to be trained in protocols.
然后接受好的教育。
They have to have very good education.
怕他们太像温室里的花朵，要送出去当兵。
And they also have to be trained because they would be sent to in the army, in the military service.
对对，你要去非洲、去阿富汗去有一点训练磨练嘛。
And you get have to be trained, like being sent to Africa, Afghanistan.
对，那时候你好弟兄就说，我们这些属神的子民呢，是接受神的训练。
And for us who are people of the Lord, we have to accept the training of our Lord.
对，好像有一天我们能够有一个，我们是卑微没有错，但是神的训练是叫我们有一个尊贵的形象。
It's true, we are lowly, but this training is supposed to build us up to have a royal, to be royalty.
对，我们弟兄讲到一个例子，我印象一直都很深刻。
The example that our brother gave leave a very deep impression.
他说有一次有个弟兄他信主了。
A brother, he believed in the Lord.
然后那个弟兄就喜欢穿一个非常鲜红的一种的袜子。
And the brother loved to wear this really bright red sock.
对，然后他平常穿没有问题了。
And of course, it doesn't really matter if he wears this, you know, in his daily living.
但有一次主给他一个提醒说，你为什么要穿这么鲜红的袜子？
But then one time, the Lord said to him, why do you want to wear such bright red socks?
Okay, 他就很惊讶说，哦，原来主耶稣连他这么细小的事情都在管理。
Then he realized that the Lord is so detailed, even in such a small thing,he has a say.
弟兄姊妹，这个是他个人的情况。你们有弟兄要穿红袜子，这个没有问题啊，你们不要误会。
Well, this is between him and the Lord. So if any of you want to wear that, it's up to you.
但不管怎么样，就是我们的主在我们身上是一个做王的训练。
But no matter what the Lord is doing in our life is He's.Doing a training for us to be king.
对啊，所以我们要学习不可以任意妄为，不可以好吃懒做。
So we cannot be slothful, we cannot go our own way.
我今天时间有点过头了，我看。对，好，我最后再讲一个，就是。主人与仆人的关系。
Okay, lastly, I'm going to talk about the relationship between the master and the servant.
我们看出埃及记的21章第一节。
Exodus 21:1.
出埃及记的21章第一到六节。
Exodus 21:1-6.
你在百姓面前所要立的典章是这样，你若买希伯来人做奴仆，他必服侍你六年，第七年他可以自由白白的出去，他若孤身来就可以孤身去，他若有妻，他的妻就可以同他出去，他主人若给他妻子，妻子给他生了儿子或女儿，妻子和儿女要归主人，他要独自出去，倘或奴仆明说我爱我的主人和我的妻子儿女不愿意自由出去，他的主人就要带他到审判官那里，又要带他到门前，靠着门框，用锥子穿他的耳朵，他就永远服侍主人。英文翻译可不可以就请念五跟六节
？Okay, I'll just read verses 5 and 6. But if the servant plainly says, "I love my master, my wife, and my children. I will not go out free."Then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door or to the doorpost. And his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever.
这个是耶和华神颁布律法之后的第一个对百姓的一个律法。
So after the Lord had shown them the commandments. This is the first requirement that he mentioned.
对，其实我以前读出埃及记的时候，就这样读过去，也没有什么特别，这些好多很繁杂的律法。
Before when I just read all these many commandments, I just kind of go through them.
然后，但是几年前有一次我读的时候，我就觉得有点纳闷，为什么神要把这个律例呢放在开头。
But then I was surprised. Why would the Lord put this as the first thing he mentioned here?
对，如果是我写，对，如果是我写律法的话，那个比如说十五节那个打父母的那个，我一定要先提出来。
So if I were the one who's writing this, maybe I will highlight and put the verse 15 about striking his father and mother shall be put to death. Maybe I'll put that first.
对，后面还有更严重的，要毁谤神的，还有那个定了那个安息年的。
Or I would put, you know, blaspheming the Lord or those who defile the Sabbath. You know, those I might put first.
所以这边我就会联系到罗马书那边讲到奉献的事情。
And so I will relate this to what the consecration that was spoken in Romans.
在罗马书的第十二章一跟二节，弟兄姊妹很熟，我就不去翻了。
I'm sure you're very familiar with Romans 12, 1 to 2.
我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭。
That it says that I beseech you, brethren, to offer yourself a present your bodies as living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God.
其实那个感觉是很像的，因为罗马书它是把神的全备的救恩先把它很完整的去描述了一次。
Similarly, in Romans, the Lord describes in very detailed, clear way the gospel.
然后在整个救恩描述完之后的第一件事情，他就讲到：“我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上。”
And after talking about in detail the gospel, he said that I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God.
然后出埃及记感觉也有点相似。
And it's very similar in Exodus.
当神把那个十诫那个法版颁布下来之后
，After he tell the people about the Ten Commandments.
对，他第一件事情是讲到主人和仆人的关系。
Then he followed immediately with that relationship between a master and a servant.
所以这一边，我愿意已经强调很多次，愿意说。我们一个信主的人是主的仆人。
And so I want to emphasize that we as believers, we are servants of our master.
我们必须有这个关系，才有办法服侍神，才有办法跟神同工。
We need to recognize this relationship for us to serve him and to co-work with the Lord.
但是在这个主人与仆人的关系的建立，它是怎么建立起来的呢？
But how is this relationship established?
它是根据于奉献。
This relationship is established upon consecration.
因为奉献的意思是说，主啊，我现在从心中承认你是我的主。
Because consecration means that in my heart, I accept and regard you as my Lord.
我愿意在我这个心愿里面跟你建立主人。和仆人的关系。
I want to establish my heart this relationship with you that you are my master and I'm your servant.
你发现这是一个双向的关系。
You see, this is a two-way relationship.
当我们没有奉献的时候，没有错，主在名义上是我们的主。
It is true that before consecration, he is already Lord and master.
但是在实际上我的心里面没有真正的把他当作我的主。
But then in reality, in my heart, I do not regard him as my Lord and Master.
但当我这个人愿意奉献，把主权交给他的时候呢，我的意思是说，我要进入到这个主人和仆人的关系里面。
But when I consecrate myself and give up my rights to him, then I'm saying I'm willing to enter into this relationship of master and servant.
在出埃及记这边的记载里面，有一个仆人呢，他要服侍主人六年。
Here, in Exodus it says the servant has served for 6 years.
但是到了第七年的时候，他有一个选择。
But then on the seventh year, he has a choice.
他可以选择说你不再是我的主人。
He can choose and say that you are no longer my master.
或是说我因为知道主人爱我的缘故呢，我愿意一生做他的仆人。
Or he can say, I know my master loves me, and I would want him to be my master for life.
所以我就心甘乐意
的愿意说在我的耳朵上面有一个扎动的记号。
And so out of love, I willingly would let them pierce my ear.
表示说我愿意永远的留在这个家里面服侍我的主。
And this means that I'm willing to stay in this house and serve my master forever.
在前面那个六年的时间里
That's six years.
没有错，这个仆人可能还是做很多仆人的事情。
It is true, of course, the servant did many things as a servant.
但你发现他这个主人跟仆人的关系并没有固定下来，没有 settle。
But this relationship of master and servant was not settled at that time.
因为可能有一天，在未来有一天呢，我就不再做你的仆人了。
Because maybe one day, it will come, I will no longer be your servant.
但是当他有一天愿意说，我有个记号，做一个奉献给主的人，奉献给就是归把我归给主人的一个仆人的时候。
But that one day when he received the mark and consecrate himself, that you will always be my master.
他们主人跟仆人的关系就从此就定固定下来，就 settled。
Then that relationship of a master and servant is settled.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个奉献是叫我们能够开始一个主人和仆人的一个关系。
And so consecration is for us to begin that relationship of master and servant.
我有一些内容可能今天时间已经到了。
Because of time constraints,
我简单提一下，就是我们有的时候跟主的关系会卡住。
I will mention that sometimes our relationship with the Lord would come to a halt.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要避免一种虚假。
We cannot deceiving or pretending.
就是好像我在人的面前，我跟主的关系非常好，没问题，都 perfect。
Like we pretend or we show as if our relationship with the Lord is perfect.
其实很可能我们跟主的关系已经有一种卡住，或是已经有裂痕了。
But actually, there's already a crack in our relationship with the Lord.
当一个人注重罪孽的时候呢，主一定不听他的祷告。
When you regard iniquity in your heart, the Lord will not hear you.
我以前把这句话的标准提得很高，就是说你一定要非常故意的去犯什么什么罪，这才是注重罪孽。
Before to me, this seems to be a very high standard, like you have to be committing great sin to regard iniquity in your heart.
对，主不听你的祷告，表示这个关系已经开始有裂痕了，开始切断了。
The fact that the Lord would not hear your prayer means that this relationship has cracked.
但我们可以反过来问一句，就是说我们有多少祷告主听了呢？
But then we have to turn around and ask ourselves how many of our prayers are answered by the Lord.
如果我们跟主的关系这么完美的话，我们应该很多祷告一直祷告就主就一直听嘛。
If our relationship with the Lord is so perfect, then a lot of our prayers or all of our prayers should be answered by the Lord.
所以我就是在想说，一个人注重罪孽。
So if a person regards iniquity in his heart,
他可能有些事情他不想改，他就是不要改。
Maybe there are certain things they don't want to change.
有些事情他不想认错。
And or certain things they don't want to admit wrong.
我不想赦免。
Or I don't want to forgive.
我不想交通。
Or I don't want to have fellowship.
一个事情我就是不放。
Or I would hang on to certain things.
对不起，我可能讲的比较有点像但注重罪孽可能还是比较严重的事情。
Of course, maybe regarding iniquity in our heart is more serious.
但是的的确确，当一个人有一个意愿，好像去违背神，不肯放的时候呢，这个恐怕他跟神的关系会受到阻隔的。
So if a person has a problem like that, then it will put a hindrance in the relationship with the Lord.
对，有的人就太爱他的工作，太爱他的学业。
So maybe you love your work or your study so much.
对，有的人就是太不想工作，太不要 study 了。
Or maybe some people, they don't like to study.
有人觉得说，我这个朋友绝对不能放，虽然他非常的世俗。
Or some people say, I don't want to leave this friend, even though the person is so worldly.
所以弟兄姊妹，我就请大家今天思想一下。
And so I want us to think about this.
我今天或是我最近跟主的关系 是如何呢？
How is my relationship with the Lord?
我求主，我们要求主光照，我是否有一些事情是叫我跟主的关系卡住的呢？
May the Lord shed light. Maybe there are certain things in my life that put a halt on my relationship with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个根基一定要紧紧的抓住，绝对不能放。
This foundation is so important. We have to lay hold of this foundation.
以前有一些弟兄姊妹，他们因着信主的缘故。
In the past, some brothers and sisters, because of their belief in the Lord.
爸爸妈妈要把他们赶出家门。
The parents would kick them out of the house.
哇，这个父母亲的关系怎么办呢？
Maybe you think, oh, what about the relationship with my family, with my parents?
或是说我在这个政治上或者在我职业上面这些前途怎么办呢？
What is going to happen to my profession or my political situation or my work situation?
但是他们付了极大的代价，说我宁愿要有跟主的关系。
But to them they say, I'd rather have a relationship with my Lord.
这件事情对我来讲绝对不能放。
Because this thing,I cannot forsake.
我应该讲详细一点，因为我刚刚想要举一个例子，是一个汪佩珍姊妹的例子。
This example I want to use is of Sister Wang Peizhen.
因为她为了服侍主的缘故，被家里面那个关系完全几乎是要断绝了。
For the sake of serving the Lord, her relationship with his family was broken.
但她为着跟主的关系，为着服侍主的缘故呢，她还是顺服了主。
But for the sake of following the Lord and serving the Lord, she submitted.
但后来怎么样呢？
Now what happened in the end?
她的妈妈信主了。
What happened was her mom believed in the Lord.
四个弟弟信主了。
Her four brothers also believed in the Lord.
两个妹妹信主了。
Her two sisters believed in the Lord.
一个弟媳信主了。
Sister-in-law also believed in the Lord.
她最困难的爸爸在晚年也信主了。
And even her dad,in old age, also believe in the Lord.
我们姊妹为了维持跟主的关系，她不是说不爱她的家人。
For the sake of the relationship, of her relationship with the Lord, it's not that she does not love her family.
但是她跟主的关系，这个事情她是绝对不能够放的，因为这是一个根基。
But this relationship with the Lord is foundational, so she cannot give that up.
我们紧紧抓住的根基，我相信主会保守我们，也祝福我们的。
If we hang on and lay hold of this foundation, the Lord will keep us.
我们一同有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们怀着感恩的心，主啊，谢谢你，把我们带回你自己的家里面。
Lord, we thank you. We come with a heart of gratitude, and we know that you bring us home.
主啊，这是我们的呼求。
We really cry out to you.
主啊，叫我们如果还没有跟主有太多的关系，叫我们开始建立这个关系。
If we do not have a relationship with the Lord, that we can start to and begin a relationship with Him.
主啊，如果我们跟你的关系有冷淡的，主啊，就叫我们被带回到你的面前。
If there's coldness in our relationship with you, then please bring us back to yourself.
叫我们每一个人都有个愿意的心回转归向你。
We all have a heart to turn around and repent and come to you.
This
we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.